Hey, Freedom Seeker. Welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host and business mentor, Lindsay Sutherland. Excited to have you on this journey with me today. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Hey, it's Lindsay, and I want to pop in here because I know how overwhelming it can be to get started building an online business. I've even spoken with people who've paid thousands of dollars for help from people who are truly experts in this, and they're still feeling confused about what direction is right for them or if their idea is even a good one. Listen, you don't have to guess or pray or hope or any of that. There is a way to test the market to ensure your idea is a good one so you can launch with confidence. And that's exactly what I show you in this simple 35-minute video training. I keep it simple because I know you already have so much swirling around in your brain. I'm not here to add more confusion because what you need right now is clarity. And that's what's in store for you in the short training called How to Tell If Your Idea Will Be Profitable. Access the video right now by texting the word FREEDOM to 55444. Stop guessing and start taking strategic action. Text FREEDOM to 55444. All right, back to the show. Here's a problem that many people are ignoring when they are telling people how to run an online business. And it specifically says, you know, run some ads, build a landing page, build a strong product, solve a problem. Those things are all true. And that's what you built, right? You've built the landing page, you're running the ads, you're getting maybe 2-5% that convert. That's fantastic, actually, for cold traffic. But what about the other 95%-ish people? Where are they going? They're gone. They're lost. Maybe they're in your inbox, but that doesn't really mean anything. I think I recently shared an episode where I had been going through my email and I had seen people that I couldn't even remember why I signed up for them. Why? How did they get in my inbox? I had completely lost touch with who they were, what they stood for, and what they're all about, what they are offering. And of course, I unsubscribed because I'm like, if I can't even remember, what was the point? So my point is this, if you're not building an audience of people who you can stay in front of, you're leaving money on the table, essentially. And your lead acquisition cost is extremely high at that point because you're constantly having to run ads. You could pull more money out of this nurture space when you build it properly. In the end, what I'm really getting at here is your nurture space is the place between I don't know you and I'm not ready to buy. It's where people get to know you, trust you, and decide if they want to work with you. It's not just your email list, though, because that is a part of it, and it's to me, that's a non-negotiable. So what I'm really talking about, though, is where are you going to interact with people? It's a place where you can interact with your potential audience. Or your potential buyers, rather. They are your audience. And here's really why you need one and what most people are missing. The fact is, most people don't buy on the first touch point. They need 7-12 touch points before they're ready. And how expensive is that if you're going to keep paying to be in front of them, right? Without a nurture space, you're acquiring the same people over and over, and it's expensive. A nurture space lets you build relationships at scale, and it turns your cold leads into warm leads, which will convert a lot higher. A nurture space can look like an email list, which we've talked about. However, I'd like to see something where they can also interact with each other and build up a community aspect. Social media platforms is great. I've seen people, I mean, when I say social media platforms, I'm not talking about communities in social media. I'm saying literally your Instagram page. I've seen some content creators do a really good job of keeping their engaged audience going on Instagram and getting people to even engage with each other, although that is rare. Communities is typically more powerful. In fact, it's so powerful. Facebook has been doing it for quite some time, except for some time, but you've got Circle, you've got School. I mean, there's so many different platforms centered on this one thing because of its importance, even Discord. Now, YouTube just launched communities, and that says a lot. So communities are where it's at. How you go about it, though, that's what we need to dig into. Another point of this can be also private podcast or content hubs, although again, that's usually a one direction space. It's more like a lead magnet rather than a community. And the reason I want to dig into this is because a lot of times people are questioning where they're going to build their community. So I'm sharing with you a few different ideas to kind of let you know what's out there. The key here is it's got to be a place where people can interact with you and with each other. And you want to be having that intention as you get started with this process. Or if you have started and you're frustrated because it's not really doing that, that's what we're going to talk about on our next episode on Wednesday, is really talking about engagement. So the biggest mistake people make here, though, is that they build the nurture space, but they don't actually nurture. They just broadcast, they send emails, or they post content, but they don't really create engagement. And it is hard. It's definitely hard if you are in the mindset of, I'm an information giver. Those typically are the people who struggle the most with this. People who really do well are naturally people, you know, the kind of people that can walk in a room and make friends. Those are the people this comes naturally to. So for the rest of us, it does take some work. Engagement truly is what you need, because that is what turns those strangers into buyers and makes your content seen. All right, that's just an introduction this week. We're going to also be talking about how to get people to engage in your nurture space and how to consistently funnel traffic. Like, how do you guide the traffic to your nurture space without running ads? And this is really important, because it's easy to build the community and just assume people will come, or sort of mention it here or there, but you want to have a process behind this. And that's really what we're digging into in that third episode. Now, if you don't have a nurture space yet, start with your email list. As we mentioned, that's a non-negotiable. But ask yourself, where are you building relationships with your audience? And if there isn't really a clear place, then I want you to be thinking on that over this week and start mapping out a few ideas that you can implement. Join me in the Freedom Online Business Builders community on Facebook. The link is in the description if you want to ask specific questions about this as well. Also in the description is something called SpeakPipe, where you can just voice your question and we'll turn it into an episode. I'll be going live on a weekly basis in January in the Freedom Online Business Builders community. So if you'd like real behind the scenes help, that's the place to go. All right, we'll see you next time. Bye for now.